From Spark and Anvil and Craftforge, this is Tip in Chapter 1 of the Craftforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Tip is a small tree frog tween, bright green, soft cream belly, big sticky toe pads, the perfect anti-tremor toolkit. He stands at his workbench in the Craftforge workshop. The smallest detail brush in the workshop rests in his hand. The brush is absurdly small, a 5-0 or 10-0 brush, maybe 4 hairs total. Tip's big sticky toe pads grip the brush handle so loosely that his strokes are forgiving by nature. Tip is the 5th and final cast at Craftforge. He joins Sand, Dab, Blend, Coat. He embodies the fine detail and freehand primitive, the step where painters most often freeze. Tiny brushes, loose wrist. Wobbly is fine. This is load-bearing. Every novice gets to the detail stage. They look at the smooth base-coated, layered, varnished miniature. They pick up the tiny brush, and they freeze.
What if I mess up the eyes? What if the freehand looks wobbly? What if I ruin everything?
Tiny brushes, loose wrist. Wobbly is fine. The eye fixes it from arm's length. Move the brush. If it wobbles, the next stroke covers it. If it goes wrong, paint over it. Wobbly hands paint better minis than frozen hands.
Tip's signature scene happens often in the workshop. A young painter, comfortable with the foundation steps, fluent with sand and dab and blend and coat, picks up a tiny brush for the first time. They sit at the workbench. The miniature is in their hand. The brush is in their other hand. The eyes need to go on.
They sit. They breathe in. They hold the brush. They do not move.
You are frozen.
What if I mess up the eyes?
Tiny brushes, loose wrist. Wobbly is fine. The eye fixes it from, then you paint over them. Eyes are easy to repaint. You have the base coat, you have layered, you have varnished. The foundation underneath is solid. If your eye daub wobbles, you paint over it with skin color and try again. Nothing about the dot is permanent.
But I will see the messed up dot.
You will see it on the workbench at 3 inches from your face. The viewer will see the miniature from arm's length. From arm's length, about 2 feet, your wobbly dot is exactly the same as a perfect dot. The eye reads it as eyes, regardless. 2 dots is enough. The eye fills in the rest.
Tip picks up his own brush. He shows the painter a miniature he painted yesterday. He holds it at arm's length. Look at this one. Arm's length. What do you see?
Eyes. A face. A character.
Tiny brushes. Loose wrist. Wobbly is fine. The eye fixes it from, now hold it 3 inches from your face.
The eye dot is a little off-center. The mouth line is a tiny bit wobbly. The eyebrow is just a small smudge.
Yes, now hold it back at arm's length. It looks great again. The off-center, the wobbly, the smudge, they all disappear. Tiny brushes, loose wrist. Wobbly is fine. The eye fixes it from text. The viewer sees from arm's length, always. Your viewer is not a magnifier. Your viewer is a person looking at a miniature on a table from 2 feet away. From that distance, wobbly is invisible. Wobbly is fine.
Loose wrist?
Loose wrist, watch.
Tip's hand barely seems to grip the brush.
The brush rests in his fingers as if it might fall, but it does not fall. He paints a tiny line, a dot, then another dot, then a curve on a practice surface. The lines are loose. They are not perfectly straight. They land smoothly.
Tiny brushes, loose wrist. Wobbly is fine. The eye fixes it from text. That is loose wrist. The brush goes where my wrist wants it. My wrist is relaxed. The line is forgiving. If I had been gripping the brush tight, my hand would have shaken. The line would have been jaggy. Loose wrist makes smooth lines. Tight wrist makes jagged lines. That is the only rule.
Loose wrist.
The painter relaxes their hand. They breathe out. They paint a dot on the miniature's face. The dot is slightly off-center. They paint a second dot. The two dots together, at arm's length, read as eyes. The eye fills in the rest.
Wobbly is fine. Loose wrist, tiny brush, move. The foundation underneath is solid. The viewer sees from arm's length. Your wobbly is invisible. Your frozen is the problem, not your wobbly. Move the brush. Move it now. The mini wants to be painted.
The painter moves the brush. The eyes go on. The mouth goes on. A small wobble. A small smudge. The painter steps back, arm's length. The miniature has a face. It has a character. It looks alive.
It worked.
Tiny brushes, loose wrist. Wobbly is fine. The eye fixes it from text. Wobbly hands paint better minis than frozen hands. The mini is finished. The character is here. Move on to the next one.
The painter sets the miniature on the workbench. Sand, dab, blend, and coat watch from their corners. Tip closes the cast arc. The miniature looks back from the workbench with two slightly off-center eye dots, a slightly wobbly mouth, and a face that, from arm's length, looks alive.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Common Core and Next Generation Science Standards. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.